Yes, gift giving is common. To the best of my knowledge, Hanukkah has become a much more elaborate celebration in recent years because of its close proximity to Christmas, especially in North America. Ross says, yes, it is quite common to exchange gifts during Hanukkah. And then he says, to the best of my knowledge. And when you say, to the best of my knowledge, it's used to say that a person thinks that something is true, but there may be something that he or she doesn't know that makes that untrue. So this is his assumption, basically. And he says that Hanukkah has become a much more elaborate celebration in recent years. And elaborate means containing a lot of connected parts or many complicated details. So basically, he's saying that Hanukkah has become a much bigger, complex celebration in recent years because of its close proximity to Christmas, especially in North America. And proximity means being near in space or time. So in this case, they're talking about time. So Hanukkah is in either late November, early December, and that is very, very close to Christmas, which happens at the end of December. So Ross in particular, believes that Hanukkah has become a much bigger celebration because it is so close to Christmas. And obviously, a lot of people celebrate Christmas, especially in North America, so kind of to boost its popularity or to become more important, it has become a bigger event.
Ross 他就回说呢, yes, gift giving is common. 就说呢, 是的, 赠送礼物很常见。 To the best of my knowledge, Hanukkah has become a much more elaborate celebration in recent years because of his close proximity to Christmas, especially in North America. 就说呢, 据我所知呢, 因为呢, 和圣诞节的时间很接近, 所以光明节呢, 在近几年已成为就是更精致的庆祝活动, 特别是在北美地区。 这边呢, 有一个, to the best of one's knowledge, 就是有据某人所知的意思, 那它就是还就是有点包含着一点点推测的意味在。 另外呢, 另外一个形容词 elaborate 就是有精致的、细致的或者是精心的意思。 那另外一个名词 approximate 就是有临近或者是像是临近地区或者是接近时间的意思。
That makes sense. I can see why people wouldn't want to feel left out at Christmas time. What other ways do you have of observing Hanukkah? Well, it wouldn't be a holiday without food. Another allusion to the Hanukkah miracle is to eat foods fried in oil. Potato pancakes called latkes and jam-filled donuts are particularly popular. Monica thinks that Hanukkah becoming a bigger celebration because it's close to Christmas makes sense, and she can see why people wouldn't want to feel left out at Christmas time. So during Christmas time, a lot of people want to be around their families, and if Hanukkah is a bigger event, it can kind of make everyone feel less lonely during that time. And Monica wants to know what other ways does Ross have of observing Hanukkah? And he says, well, it wouldn't be a holiday without food. So he says that another important part of Hanukkah is the food that they eat. And he says that another allusion to Hanukkah, the Hanukkah miracle, is to eat fried foods in oil. And so an allusion is something that is intended to make you think of a particular thing or person. So the oil story is very important to Hanukkah. So another part of that is to eat fried food. So that would be fried in oil. So they eat fried food a lot in Hanukkah to tie it back to the Hanukkah story. And Ross says that potato pancakes that are called latkes, they eat those, and they also eat jam-filled donuts. So those are two popular foods that people eat during Hanukkah.
Malika 她就回说 that makes sense, 就说有道理。I can see why people wouldn't want to feel left out at Christmas time, 就说呢可想而知为什么人们在圣诞节期间就不想要有被排除在外的感觉，就可能是大家都在过圣诞节，所以你就是可能改庆祝就是光明节，这样子的话你就不会有就是好像被排除在外的感觉。What others...ways do you have of observing Hanukkah? 就他又接着问说，那庆祝光明节还有哪一些方式呢？ Ross 都说呢， Well, it wouldn't be a holiday without food. 就说呢，没有食物的话就不是节日了。所以呢，他又接着说呢， Another allusion to the Hanukkah miracle is to eat foods fried in oil. 就说呢，讲到光明节的奇迹，就不得不提及到油炸的食物。这边有一个名词 allusion, 就是名词的提及的意思。那他就说这什么食物呢，就是像 potato pancakes called luckies and jam filled donuts are particularly popular, 就说呢像被称作 luckies 的马铃薯煎饼和有果酱内馅的甜甜圈会尤其受欢迎。